meeting of the Beautification Environmental Advisory Committee is meeting, and I'd like to call to order. And pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ken Jones.
Jeffrey Saad.
Joanna Salkovitz.
Glenn Partlow and Bill Butlers. Minutes. I read them, skimmed them, they seem okay to me.
Me too.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes of the prior meeting on 12-10.
Second it.
Second by Mr. Jones. All in favor?
Aye.
I think Eric does a really good job with those minutes. I mean,
yeah,
pretty good job. Pretty thorough with them.
Yeah. I guess we're up to the Invisible Wounds Memorial at Heroes Park update.
Yeah, and this is just an update. Remember we had the one woman come in under initially, and it was the HWS, it was another name for it.
Yeah.
And she had come to us with a picture on there of her son, and
right.
You know, we looked at it, and we, you know, this committee and the park team thought that it wasn't appropriate to have a picture, not to be individualized, and we worked out the differences.
Sure.
And she seemed like, you know, well, yeah, we could do that, and then she said she wouldn't be able to do anything with it. She had some issues going on and in her life, and I think her husband passed away or was sick or some such thing. And she said she didn't know when she could do it. It might be 2 years or something. And she says, "Now you'll hold this for the PTS the memorial." And I said, "Well, yeah, that's, you know, it would be a good
sure
thing to have." Well, then the other lady came and kind of carried it the next step, okay? And I kind of thought they were kind of together, but evidently they're on two separate ends of the spectrum, and it's the same thing. It goes for the same thing, except they have a different name for it. Now, she is Kathy Heigl. Calls it the Invisible Wounds Memorial, where the other one was the
Healing of the Wounded Spirit.
Healing of the Wounded Spirit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I asked her at the time, I said, "Now, you've talked to the other lady about this, and is she okay with it?" She says, "Well, no, I haven't talked to her." I said, "Well, you need to talk to her, you know?" And, you know, she never did. So I don't know, I'll call her. So I called her up and I told her, you know, we have a proposal, and you know, we kind of said we'd hold this, but for this type of memorial, which this is, it's just under this name, and she kind of seemed like she was okay with it. And I said, you know, if you want to have another memorial specific to your son, you can have it plant a tree, dedicate a tree, put it on a rock, a plaque, and
sure.
She says, yeah, she's good with that, you know. So and then, you know, so went back to the parks team, and they approved it, you know, said, yeah, let's do it. So she's got plans on the way to get started in this fall, you know.
Making something on a rock, as I recall, and put it on the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the flag would kind of go to the backside, and there'd be nothing else on the back. So I get this call from this other gentleman that is, I guess, knows the first lady, and he's very irate. He said that this lady, this Kathy Heigl, has stole the idea from her, and she's very hurt about it. But she won't say anything, and it's not right that you should give it to them, and you know, without. And I said, "Aren't you both fighting for the same thing?" "Well, yeah, but it's her idea. She stole her idea." I said, "Well, this is an internal thing with you guys." And he says, "Well, you say you need to do something about this. I know I'm putting you in this difficult situation, but you need to do something about this."
No.
And, you promised it to her, you know. And I said, "Well, you know, our parks team, we don't promise anything to anybody. I mean, we said, yes, this is a good thing for the PTSD Memorial, and this is what it is.
For veterans that were coming back from these wars that we have, that have the PTSD, that have these problems. It's not for any individual.
So we took it back to the parks team the last Friday and told them the situation, and they said, well, you know, if they want to work something out where they want to put something on the back and say, healing of the wounded spirit on the back, you know, I mean, it's as long as it's the same thing, you know, but we're not going to tell this person, no, you can't do it now. It's, you know, it's going to move forward. And right.
The second group then, they showed up and gave us the whole thing.
Yeah.
That it was in conjunction with what had happened the first time.
Yeah, didn't you think so too?
Absolutely. I did.
Yeah, I did too.
No,
yeah.
I didn't because I asked them and they said they were two separate groups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Two separate groups, but up there after
the same goal. But anyway, go ahead.
So I have to call the guy back and tell him, you know, that...
the first guy, the first group.
Yes, that, you know, the parks team has looked at it, the BEAC looked at it, and we're good with what's going on. Now, if you want to get together with that group and modify that a little bit and come back to us, that's fine. But we're not going to tell this person no and wait 2 years on something that may or may not happen from your group, you know?
What is going to be on the monument? Will it be invisible wounds or will it be healing?
It'll be invisible
spirits.
It'll say invisible wounds, and it'll have the same kind of language. It'll talk to PTSD. You know, it's the same thing you looked at the last time. You know, it can fire as well.
That's why I wouldn't want the other group. I'm just waiting to finish. I wouldn't want the first group to, I mean, obviously we review it, but I wouldn't want the first group to go to the back side of this thing because I think the second group was so good about changing how the flag would loop around to the backside. I think that's such a neat look. And they're supporting everybody. You know, it's not one individual. Like the first group, you could tell, although it was supposed to support everybody, she was really focused on her issue. And I think that the alternative of having a rock, or she must do a stone, or what's
she must have with that,
this would be fine. You know, but I wouldn't even be happy unless you're happy to take a look at it. Some redrawing, but I wouldn't even like it on the back side necessarily doing something because the way this monument looks now, I think it looks really good. And I thought that second group did a nice job. They were more than happy to try to modify it. It's been really receptive to comments about how to maybe modify it to get the flag to go on the back side.
And didn't they decide to take off the names of the people on that rock itself, on that monument? And then put the names either on
be on the bricks.
On the bricks, yes. Right. Because initially they talked about, six names on that monument?
Yeah.
And then there was the thing about in the back,
right,
they were going to put names.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was no good. The design is the best one. But gee, it's too bad that they can't get together, get meet up, because this needs to get moving.
Who their resources and their donations?
Absolutely.
It's gonna end up dropping or something, and it'll take years to do.
Mm-hmm.
It really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Should be ready to go now. I mean, it's been a while.
I mean, the last conversation I had with the First Lady, I mean, she didn't say anything. It's this other guy, you know, and so.
Oh, brother.
Well.
So what? I guess what I need is a vote. You know, do we want to continue with what we accepted the second time, and we're going to go with that?
Yeah, I would make a motion. I would make a motion to support the second group and the modifications that you emailed us the last time we talked with how the stone would look, and we should stay with that.
Well, hold on. Before we go through with the motion, is that the way we want to go? We don't want to make it seem like we're taking sides.
Yeah.
No, it's...
Do we?
It's not a matter of taking sides. It's a matter of what it is that we want.
And right.
For me, I want what the second group proposed.
Well, it's close to the first group. I mean, they're almost the same.
Well, there's...
But the lady said she would accept the thing without it. Right?
Yeah, but we never got any revised thing back.
Right.
We
never got anything revised back. Whereas the second group is very fast at giving us the revision based on the conversations we had.
When the second group came, I can't remember exactly what was said about the first group when they came to us. I thought they were the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Was it proposed as that they were the same people?
They never said that.
The,
you know,
same group?
They never said that.
How did they know?
I knew there was some internal strife,
right.
But I still thought they were all
you
together.
They were associated.
The same person,
right?
Purpose, you know? I didn't know they were like black and white.
Jeez. You're like in the middle now of a fight between people. Well, what for?
Maybe the motion should be amended to state that the monument as we voted on addresses PTSD and
addresses both the invisible wounds and healing of the spirit, something of that nature.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage that we all join together because it's such an important thing. And as a monument,
and we look forward
to any individual groups. It's not for us.
And we look forward for this monument to be a symbol of our caring for our soldiers. In that way, we say something about both groups, and we are looking forward to an end of this little debate.
Bill, will they be amenable to saying invisible wounds and healing of the spirit on that plaque?
I don't know.
I mean, if they tie both of them together, that might be.
I mean, when I call the guy back, I'll tell him that, you know, we're open. If you want to have a dialogue with the other group and want to work something out, you know, we're amenable. Just come back and tell us what's your mind like. But otherwise, if you're not going to talk to them and you're going to both be stubborn about it, then we're going to accept what we got. You know.
Well, there's a motion on the floor and it hasn't been seconded.
Okay, so what is the motion?
My motion is that we accept what the second group or what we approved previously, that we are standing by that. That is the best proposition that we have. I mean, if you want to elaborate to put in some other fluff, that's fine. Main thing is I'm making a motion that says that we should accept what we already approved. And that we're standing behind
that. Okay, so we have a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, any additional discussion?
Would there be any thing that we could just make sure that it's subject to all the party?
No.
I agree with Bill. All we're doing is something's been proposed to us and we approved it. And now there's been no new proposal to us. There's only been conversation about, you know, not wanting it or something from some other group. All I'm saying is that still, to me, is the best option that we've seen. Now, if the two of them get together and they come to us and they propose something different, we can make a decision on that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't decide for them, hey, this is where we ought to put healing wounds, and this is where we ought to put this.
No, I don't.
So we just, all we're doing is we're making a proposal that, hey, this is what's been proposed to us, and this
and
is what.
The sooner that we get this up and functioning,
I agree.
Everybody will be happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
A vote on the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thanks for that. I'm sorry you have to put up with all that.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah, it is. You know, you thank these groups.
Okay, we have a
problem.
New business, roadway corridor landscaping discussion.
Well, as you all know, we're going to be probably next month seeing a draft of the changes to the landscape code, and it has had some input from the Flagler County Council for Responsible Development, the FCARD group, and I talked with Ray Tyner, and this will eventually go to the planning board, but before it does, he wants this committee to have comments.
Mm-hmm.
So that it doesn't go to the planning board just seeing the B-card or F-card comments, you know. So he says that this group is the group that he really has trust in to, you know, because it is an environmental landscape thing, and he wants the planning board to have both F-card and BE comments so that they can see what you guys agree with or what you guys don't agree with or what you might propose in addition to. So we'll have a draft of the code with a line through, strikeout, and, you know, of what's changing, you know. And you know, of course, I've kind of been looking through the drafts already, and it's something that I don't oppose. I think we need to do that. I mean, the code is a living, breathing thing. It doesn't...
is that like the Constitution?
Yeah, right. So, you know, we found some things that, you know, after we adopted the code in 2008, some things have worked real well. Others haven't. Code enforcement has had some issues because it's not clear in some of the enforcement things.
Okay.
For example, on tree replacements, it talks about, it refers to the table of tree replacement, and it says that if you take out a specimen tree, it has to be replaced with a 3.5-inch tree. But it should say multiples of 3.5, because you total up the total diameter removed times 70%, or, you know,
sure,
and then divide 3.5. But and so people have already challenged us. It says right there, a 3.5-inch caliper tree, and that's all I'm giving. So, you know, that things such as that, there are other issues like that too that we just need to clean up. And little glitchy things you know, have come up. But there are a few major things that they want to do. And, you know, just to kind of give you an overview before we get into Jeffrey's presentation, is the landscape buffers.
Right.
You know, our main corridors, it's 35 feet. Now, historically, it used to be an average of 35 feet with no less than 25. And that was basically for properties that, and it had certain reasons. If you met the 12% rule, that if the landscape buffer consumed more than 12% of the entire site, then you could reduce that buffer down so that it's just at 12%, but no less than 25 feet. Okay, so that was one thing. Or if it was a lot of a regular shape or something that it was unique to it that, you know, made it difficult to develop because it was 35 feet, they allowed that too. So then when the code was redone in 2008, the planning manager at the time, you know, was trying to simplify things. And he says, you know, this is just complicated. You got to do a calculation and then, you know, we don't allow this or that. Let's just make it 35 feet. So that's when it was made hard and fast, 35 feet. And it was kind of a hardship for people on corner lots. You know, you got 35 foot here, 35 foot here. It's a lot of area lost. And you know, they're FCARD's claiming that, you know, some of the businesses aren't developing here because they can't fit everything they want on the site. It costs them more for the site. They can't fit it on and this and that. So, you know, it's an economic development thing, they're saying. So, you know, I've looked at some of the sites that have 25 feet, and they're not that bad. I mean, the problem you get into with the 25 foot is that when things happen, like you have utility easements that have to go through there, you can't put a sidewalk in the right of way because of limited space or this or that. So then you got a 6-foot sidewalk, you got a utility, and then you're slowly being crammed down to nothing again. And then the code requires you have to have 4 trees for every 100 feet, 4 understory trees for every 100, and you cramming all this stuff in here. And then we get attacked again because when they do that, oh, look at all the trees. It's ridiculous about the city makes you put these in. You can't even see the business. Well, that's because you have reduced the landscape buffer on us, and now you can't spread them out and make it work. So, you know, I'm not so opposed to going down to 25 feet if we have some safeguards in there that, you know, you can't put this kind of stuff, you can't reduce it down with the sidewalk and the utility. You've got to have room. If you've got to have a sidewalk, you've got to have utility, then you're going to give us more room than 25 feet. You know, have some flexibility there on our end, you know, so that, yeah, we'll give you all the 25-foot blanket thing, but that's kind of what I'm thinking, you know, as a comeback to what they're wanting to do. So it's just, that's probably the biggest issue. There's issue too with, you know, some things like they don't want to have, well, you know, they question why we have as-builts. Why do you need as-builts, you know?
Could you tell me what that is?
An as-built?
Is that after they build?
After
something?
A job is, oh, landscape.
Oh,
it does. Yes.
Okay. It's different than the proposed.
They modify the drawings to show exactly how it was built. Like, mainly for the irrigation system, you know, where the valves are. You know, we require fixed point measurements from 2 points, where the valves are, splice boxes and things like that. So that when this job is 10, 12 years old and things start to fail, and you get a contractor in there, he can't find where the valves are. They're all grown over, you don't know where it is, and so then they just let the whole system go, and it's non-functional. Then if you really need to fix it, then you've basically got to do a whole system over again because nobody knows where anything is. It would cost too much money to dig and find where everything is than it would be just to do it again.
Okay.
So the landscape property manager people love it. They say, oh, we love as-bills because then, you know, all I have to do is print that out from OnBase. We have that on our file. Print it out and give it to the property management people or the owner and say, here it is. You know, put it back the way it was. Or landscape, you know, you had a tree here, you had a tree here and here. It has to go back in that way. So we're kind of fighting a little bit now because before we became a city, there were a lot of developments that are already here and the county approved them. And they got as-bills too. You know, they weren't that great, but they got as-bills, and they were put on microfiche. And that's an antiquated system now. And we used to have a microfiche reader. Well, we don't have that anymore. It broke, and, you know, we just don't have it. So we're converting those to electronic files now, piece by piece. We've converted some of them, but some of them we still don't. So issue came up today. I had to do a tree removal permit for the China buffet there that's over by Denny's on Kingsway.
Yeah,
oh, that place is horrible. I mean, they have dead trees everywhere. The landscape buffers are gone. There's vines. And I tried to find the as-built. I can't find it. It must be one of the microfiche they haven't converted
it's
yet.
An old
so,
one.
I mean, if you've been by, that place is just absolutely horrible. Now, we can't make it bring them back up to standards of our landscape standards, but I can make them back. Bring it back to whatever was approved. So, but I have to have that drawn. So my hands are kind of tied on that until we can find that as-built and show them. So that's just another example. But anyway, but that's the plan. I think that we'll try to review this at the next month meeting, and then it'll go to planning board in March sometime or April.
Could you be with the next meeting? Bring. I mentioned this before, the changes that want to be put in place, and then what is in place at this time? Could we look at those?
That's what we'll have. We'll have
that's what he said.
Line through.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have a line striking through it, then after
we'll have a new version.
I'd suggest if it's possible to get that prior to the February meeting, so we have a chance.
Oh, we will.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
We need to go through it thoroughly, and it takes time. I remember when we did it in 2008, and it takes time to go through it. Just
We may have to have a special meeting. If we don't get through it, then we'll probably have to set up a special meeting the following week so we can keep on schedule.
Okay.
So maybe we can also think of some options, too, that we could also, you know, if we go through and we decide we're not happy with what the F card people want, we could propose something ourselves, an intermediate step perhaps.
I mean, you're welcome to get on that and come up right now and see, read through it so you can kind of be familiar. I mean, I would suggest.
Well, I have the old, when we did in 2008, what I would like to see is the one with the suggestions from the other group as far as what changes are from you, is what changes you're looking for, just so we can kind of, you know, I can see that.
Yeah.
I know when I just read through it, I might not catch something like the 25 or 35 foot buffer. It might not hit me, but if I see it highlighted and it's suggested to change, that's going to make, you know, me look at it really hard and say, okay, this is what, you know, I agree with, or why can't we do this instead, or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, what I plan to do at that meeting, and I was going to start right at the beginning, and I'm just going to summarize briefly, you know, real quick, this is what all the way through, so that you have an understanding of what it is, and then we can drop back if you have a question. Hey, Bill, go back to page 3. I don't agree with that, or I want to add this, and, you know, you know, at least we get through it, and you can explain it.
Yeah.
And if that suits you.
Yes. But if you can get it ahead of time, so we can already have questions lined up for you so that when you go through the explanation, I can tell what that explains it. Or,
I mean, it's not ready yet. I'll get it to you as soon as it's ready, but I'll try to get it to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, okay. That would be good.
And then, of course, once that gets adopted, then we'll have to revise the technical manual because that gives you, you know, it's just a clarification of what the code says. So
now, Bill, the property on Old Kings Road, that they wanted to shorten their buffers, has that gone through yet?
Yes, it's come back in, and they're just about got it approved. It met all the requirements, and it just I just have a few minor comments they have to address, and they'll probably be getting a development order for that. So.
Now, would that set a precedent for other people on the same road?
No, it's just for this particular case.
That's my only concern sometimes, is setting a precedent.
It's just, yeah.
Well, but anybody, no matter what gets passed here by anybody, the regulation, a site plan developer can come in and request a variance with the planning board at any time.
That's the danger of what happened,
That's what happened then.
At least they're interested in having our input.
That's
good.
That's great. Appreciate that.
I mean, as an advisory group, our clout is not particularly great, but since they're already recognizing us, that's nice.
And the city council will see your comments too. It isn't just going to go to the planning board, and then the rest of you won't see it. The council's going to see it as well. So. When they make their decision, maybe the planning board didn't agree with some of your things. It's not they're going to throw your thing out. All you're going to see is what the planning board planned, but they'll see them both.
Okay, good.
All right.
So, Jeffrey, if you want to go ahead.
I did this for last month because when this issue came up. So this is from the month before this, from our December meeting, but it's relevant now. And what I did was I just went to, it's for just a few photos of Old Kings Road and Palm Coast Parkway, some of the business landscaping. So we can go to the first one. This is over by the Bowling Alley, I believe it is, and it's looking towards the Dunkin' Donuts that they put in, the new Dunkin' Donuts that's right there. I believe that on the right-hand side is the Dunkin' Donuts.
On Bell's Outlet.
Right by Bell's Outlet. And to the left is the landscaped area, and out there is...
You're in the wrong spot. Is it? Is this a Monco's Parkway?
No, this is Old King.
You're thinking not the Bell's Outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a new Dunkin' Donuts right next door to Bell's Outlet.
Oh, that one. Yeah, it is Bell's in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the gas station, the old Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they right down there, and it's now where they got a drive-through and everything. It doesn't show it, but they really did a good job on that drive-through, the lane and everything. They have palm trees planted. You must have been involved in that. It looks very nice.
That was one that didn't. It was a non-conforming situation with the old Scotties there, and didn't have any landscaping at all. Basically, just pine trees, a few other trees. So, that was a great redevelopment. Like that and the island walk, boy, that whole area is looking better now.
Well, that's what when I read this in your the initial comments that Old Kings Road is an aging commercial corridor. I said, yes, it is, but it's about to experience a rebirth, if you will, with the, you're going to be four-laning it, and it's going to have your landscape touch on the medians, I'm sure.
It depends how long it's going to be. It's just it may be a few years before that actually happens. So,
I was just thinking, this aging corridor is going to be a brand new corridor, and why would we be wanting to this beautiful new shopping center that this island walk is at the hub of it. As it goes out, it's going to be a real major thoroughfare going north from there. But anyway, that's one of them. We can go to the next one.
So your point with this photo is what?
Is the landscape buffer, the trees and the grass. I think it looks wonderful. Okay, let's go to the next. The next is, I think, turn face the other direction, the north, going north.
And this is actually my doctor's. Well, I'm very, very Dr. Polliner. He has his offices in
there. Oh, okay. You're probably very familiar with it.
How big do you figure that buffer is, Bill, between that parking lot and the street?
That's at least 35, if not more.
Okay.
Maybe more.
It could be more.
It's
but it's not conforming, as you can see. There's no hedges to screen the parking from the road.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, right.
There's not enough. There's not understory trees. It was done before we became a city.
And you know, when they put that in the paper about how the landscaping was restricting new businesses, my thought was, well, when the economy turns around, the businesses will be there because they want to make money. And I don't think that's going to hinder businesses that are serious about involving themselves in Palm Coast. You know, that was my initial impression. I know it has to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't see an important store coming in and saying, well, we're not coming here because the buffer is 35 feet. It didn't stop Chick-fil-A.
Well,
and you said, you know, you were involved in that discussion with the owner.
They want to conform to the codes or the attributes or what is present in the community now. They want to come in and just be a good neighbor to the community. And, I mean, you look at that place. They're closed on Sunday. I said to him, you know, that's 1/7 of your, revenue coming in. He said, we make it up.
And you know what, Jeffrey? A lot of that stuff they were required to do. It wasn't that they did it because they wanted to; they had to. But the thing is
that decent.
They chose that site instead of building another site on a clean lot. You know, they redeveloped the site, and I think that to me is the most important point. Is that they knew it was a good important corner. And they were willing to go the extra step to redevelop it, to take a declining property and turn it around, you know. And it probably cost them more money to do that than it would have just to take a clean piece of land and do something. But they wanted to be there. They wanted to be on that main corridor. And they wanted to
look good. Prime site, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Prime site. Okay, we can go to the next one. Okay, maybe this is the bowling alley. There's the bowling alley sign, and now it's looking towards, I guess, straight ahead is where they did the Dunkin' Donuts
landscape. Right, where the grass is. That's where the drive-thru is now.
Yeah, on the right-hand side there. So it's really good looking. I like the look of it when you drive by there. I don't see it being a detriment.
Bolognese needs to repave the parking lot, though.
I'm just praying for Bolognese to revamp that thing more than 50% so I can make them turn the buffer back.
Is that the rule?
Yeah. They don't have to comply unless they change the site more than 50%. Add 50% more or tear 50% down or do something like that. That's the only way we'll get compliance.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay, that's we can go to the next one, Bill. Would please. Oh, this is the. This is on Palm Coast Parkway.
Right.
This is looking from the corner, actually the border of the property of the Chick-fil-A, looking westward.
Yep.
And that's the
auto parts,
right? Store, and you know you have the nice sidewalk with the curving and the trees and the grass. I think it looks attractive. It looks appealing. It brings people into business.
Yeah, the trees were there for a while, but I do think, you know, putting in the sidewalks and then the shrubbery you see over there with the grass there stuff, it just really does. It highlighted what was okay to great, you know, looking nice. You know.
Yeah, and this is our community. Yeah. We want it to be as nice as possible going forward. You can see many examples of communities where it went the other way, and boy, you know, one thing, you start asking for one thing, and then the next thing, and somebody else has got an irregular. Next thing you know, I don't want to say Daytona Beach.
You can't say Daytona Beach, you're good.
It's just, I think we need to be very, very careful with that as we move forward. And just what Glenn was saying about that, as the economy is picking up, you know, you see real estate is, the prices are going back up again quicker than one might imagine. This is a draw. It can't be anything else. We have a guaranteed draw, folks, like maybe all of us coming, retiring here, except for you. We're down here, and it's going to continue and grow. It's slowed down for a while, but I think the pace is heading back up again. And I don't want it to go where it was in, was it 2008, 2007, with the bubble that we had. But it's going to pick up, and as more people come in, business folks looking, figuring they can make a dollar, and they're going to come in. And it's happened before in other places. I mentioned to you that Dunlawton Avenue in Port Orange. That, I think, is a classic example of a main thoroughfare that stuck to their guns. Mm-hmm. The mayor of that, now he's the late mayor, he's deceased, Jim Ward. I met with him years ago, speaking about the Dunlawton corridor and how they stuck to their guns. They had building color schemes, and they, I think it was maybe Discount Auto, one of them came in there and said, "We never change our color scheme." And they said, "Well, this is our color scheme for building on Dunlawton." "We never changed." "Okay, we're leaving." Well, time went by and other businesses started coming in, and they came back in and changed their color scheme. But if you drive on Dunlawton, I mean, you're looking for Walmart, there's the monument sign, and there's Walmart parking lot full up in the back of a whole row of just beautiful vegetation. Mm-hmm. And they stuck to their guns. And it's a beautiful corridor, and it's all full up. The businesses came in, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've experienced that many times. These chain people come in and they say, "This is our brand, and we don't change. This is our footprint. This is what we do." They always hit you with that and say they can't change it. But you know, if you stick to your guns, you'll get it. We had a perfect example today is the Aldi food store.
Yeah.
They got their development order today.
We're getting an Aldi.
We're getting an Aldi. Yeah.
Where?
It's on the corner, the southeast corner of Belterre and State Road 100. Oh, right across from the Target Center there.
Oh,
southeast corner from the pharmacy.
Across the street from CVS.
CVS, right there on the
Now, they fought me from day one about the foundation plantings. And you know, like on our main corridors, we have to have an average 8-foot wide foundation planting that faced those roads and one understory creeper at 50 feet. Well, they said, no, their concept plans never should have. Right in the main entrance, the most visible area, nothing but concrete and walls, you know. And I said, no, they ain't gonna fly. And review came back in, same way, you know, same comment. No, you need to do this. Name came back with another thing, same thing. It's been there since day one. So finally, it came down to it last week that, you know, listen, you know, we want to get going, you know, what do you need? I said, you know what I need? I need this foundation plank. Well, I don't know. We've got to get the owner, the main, you know, the property owner, and he wants to meet with you. And so they set up this big meeting today, and they came in this afternoon, and I thought we were going to have a fight on our hands. And I told my boss, my boss supported it. He says, no, you've got to stick to your guns, you know. And the thing is, if you cave on one person, you've lost the war, because the next person come in, and he tried to, all they tried to do that. They said, well, why do I have to do it? Target didn't do it. And I said, Target was in before we had our new code that required it. If you look, and the time when it was approved just after the code. And once they started submitting plans, they were grandfathered in. Even though the code was passed after, mm-hmm. or before they got the CO, they were already in the process.
Oh, okay.
And so the guy came in and says, okay, what do you need? I said, you know, I need this here. Okay, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Great. How big is that lot on the corner there?
The Aldis aren't very big. We had talked a little bit about it. I think they're like a 1,500 square foot building or something, you know. And that's what's good about it, because they don't have a lot of stock. They can keep it nice and clean. They only have like 5 employees there working it. And, you know, they've got quality stuff, and people really like it. So,
I never heard it.
I've heard a lot about
it. My friends talk about all these all the time.
Is there one in
St. Augustine? Prices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All these beats everybody else for prices. That's all I'm thinking. Target's going to have a fit.
Well, you know what Target can do? They can move up to the new landscape code and see what happens.
That's right.
You know, they told me too, they don't sell cigarettes, and any kind of alcohol is not cold. So, you know, that's just their family policy that they, you know, just didn't want that, you know.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that's refreshing that, you know, that they have that.
Well, they like
to tell you from the opposite side, having done this for 27 years at Toys R Us to build sites, we always challenge city codes about, no, this is our colors, this is our scheme.
Oh, you used to work for them?
Oh, yeah, that's what I did, was sites for Toys R Us, so big box stores.
Okay.
And I can tell you that we always took that approach.
Yeah.
But if the number crunching came out to show that there was enough people and it was the right site, guess what? We would accommodate any city's ordinances.
Yeah.
So you're right to stand by your, mm-hmm. you know, because they're gonna come in if the location's right, there's enough population and everything else that meets their normal criteria, they're going to come in there whether you make them do beautiful things or non-beautiful things. So you're smart to stick to your guns on that.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I was surprised by Bath and Beyond backed out.
I don't think they're coming, are they?
No, they're not.
They were.
They were going to come into the shopping center, uh-huh. the new shopping center, and they backed out. But Tuesday morning's coming in.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't get the Beyond part myself.
It's any kind of junk they can throw into that store. That's the Beyond.
Yeah.
After
you were thinking Beyond the
My wife and I go to World Market more than we probably should, and there's Bed Bath and Beyond along the way. I'm thinking, what's the Beyond stuff about?
That's it. Any other drugs that they can find in the store?
And I've walked through the store more than I should, and I see the Beyond things, you know.
Anyway, this is the Chick-fil-A, and this is looking from Boulder Rock outward to the traffic light. There is Palm Coast Parkway. This is north of north, looking south, right. Bill? And that's the Chick-fil-A entryway on Boulder Rock, going right into the store, and you can just see taken from the parking lot of the Atlantic Fitness.
And that green grass area all used to be parking.
Okay.
Well, it looks great.
They retained all of the trees, that's it all the way up to the trees in the background are the trees going around the corner. The signage on Boulder Rock is that small sign right there. The building itself, it's really a nice looking the building. You can't see it that well from here. Maybe that would be, they have that concrete design pattern in the middle of the brick there where the windows are. I think they've done a really good job at it. And we can take a look at the last one. That is where I turned 180 degrees from the Discount Auto to now looking, going east on Palm Coast Parkway. And that's the traffic light heading to Walmart there on your right-hand side. Right to the left, immediate, is the utilities boxes. We can see them. They're pretty well hidden, but the nice shrubbery and this... The overstory trees, I just think it's a great design. Business is booming. They're always busy. But I think they've got he did say to me that their philosophy is one of, you know, coming in and getting along with the community. Now, Bill, the sidewalk is there on the right-hand side. That area, is that city property to the right of the sidewalk outward to the roadway and the grassy area?
Right.
Okay.
And what the deal is that once a property develops, they're supposed to maintain the grass to the pavement edge of the road. So what we've agreed to do with the property owners here is they've got to mow the grass there, and they have to mow the grass on the other side of that thing, but the city takes care of the plantings, the tree shrubs, the planting beds, and all that.
Anyway, that's what I looked at, and I think it looks pretty nice, and I think we should think about this as we go forward, where we want it to be for maybe not just us, but for the next folks coming up, because what goes in is going to be what stays in. And once the properties are developed, well, there's only so many major corridors and you know, big pieces of a property available. Once they're done, we're finished with it. So I think what Ken was saying about build it and they will come, mm-hmm. I think it's true from what I've seen.
Well, you know, there's two beautiful areas I think of immediately. One of them, which is Port St. Lucie. When you go down Port St. Lucie and you have the median strip right in the middle, and then you have your west and east corridor for traffic, and on either side of you, you have a big buffer, and then you have your stores and your shops, which is gorgeous. And then the other one, of course, is Hilton Head, because they've maintained that same kind of look. And so, I mean, I know that Palm Coast has developed a little bit of both of those. And you hate to see that look go away and become generic like so many other areas are.
Amen to that. That's the thing. And, you know, I actually was involved with the city before there was a city.
Oh, wow.
Palm Coast, prior to being the city of Palm Coast, was Palm Coast Service District.
Oh, okay.
It was a service district.
Oh, that's funny.
And it had a Service District Advisory Council. And I happened to be a member of that advisory council at that time. Yeah, a long time ago, back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
It's a long time ago. And the advisory council was not a de facto city government, because it advised the county, who made the ultimate decision, sort of like we advise. But every member of that, and if you know, think of Jim Holland Park, including Jim Holland, who was a member, we all pledged that we wanted Palm Coast to be a unique place, and we would do whatever we could to make sure that it stayed that unique place that it was. I think you know, it's what we should look for as we go forward too.
Right.
Keep it this place that, like you're talking about. We don't want it a generic exit off I-95. We want it to be something that we'll be proud of, you could
right.
be proud of. Because you start closing in, you know, like you're saying. I mean, you know, Bill has worked on the medians and the roadways. They look great.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and it opens the place up. It gives you an airy feeling. You get down on that Ridgewood Avenue or something, and the buildings are right there. There's concrete right to the edge of the road. I mean, we're not going there, but...
Bill here and 100 are gorgeous now.
Gorgeous is right. That corner right here, go out to the median. It's beautiful.
All the
ponds. You've got the ponds with the fountains, and it's
and all the palm trees they put in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good job.
Bill, what's going on with that big yellow building off of Palm Coast Parkway?
You know, this is
yeah. Yeah, you know the one that looks like a
Roma Court.
Oh, Roma Court.
Yeah.
Roma Court.
I know that there's a daycare, and they put in a playground in the parking lot area.
Okay.
But that's all I know. I haven't heard it.
I haven't been up there in a while, and I just wondered what's going on with it.
I mean, the building was up for sale not too long ago, right? It was changed hands, or?
Yeah, it had some.
It just doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in anywhere in Palm Coast. This is such a different type of looking building.
Well, yeah. Speaking of the like getting a variance, like the our previous digs, as some might say, the marketplace.
Yeah.
I mean, that's shoved right up to the front. They don't have a.
They have 35-foot buffer.
That's a 35.
It just doesn't look like it because the building is so tall. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 35 feet on both sides.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Well,
he's right. It doesn't look like 35 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That is it.
We talked at one point, I'm going to look at the minutes, I can't see them. I thought we talked at one point about trying to give Chick-fil-A one of those beautification signs or something.
Oh, yeah. He's given it to me now.
That is completed by myself and the owner of Chick-fil-A. I met his wife when I was taking these pictures. She was watching me from the parking lot. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking pictures of what I believe is a very nice building that's gone into the, in addition to the community. I said, are you a regular customer? He said, well, I'm the owner's wife. So I met the owner's wife, I met the owner, and I met the owner's daughter, who was a manager at Chick-fil-A. She works there. So I met the whole family. It seemed like a nice group.
I thought we were talking about it. I just wasn't sure. So just next meeting or something.
He's very amenable to it, and was very happy.
What's going to happen with the community center, Bill? Can we talk about that? The parking lot changing, things adding on to the building there.
Yeah, it's been kind of put on the. Well, I guess this is, we're kind of out of Robic Corridor now, right? We're in things not on the agenda, but
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Its funding has been put off a few years, so the urgency to get the plans approved isn't, you know, that important. We've got other issues right now we're trying to finish up, but it isn't finalized yet.
Okay.
So I haven't seen anything back since that plan I showed you.
Okay.
Nor have I seen anything about a new swimming pool, but I guess we're further behind the new community center.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Bill, do you have anything else?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.